Hey there, welcome back. It's Damien with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for May 12th, 2020. This is our snapshot of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So Google Maps has a bunch of useful tools within it, and one of the more underrated features is the real-time location sharing. Now Google has given a fresh coat of paint to the feature on Android through a server-side update. This server-side update on Google Maps for Android delivers a cleaner look to the location sharing feature. This new look is a bit more modern and better aligns with the rest of Maps' material design. It adds a floating action button for a new share, and below that lists those of you who are sharing location with. Before this change, all of that information was shown at the top of your screen. There's also a better look for the header text and the options panel. It defaults to sharing your location for up to 1 hour, but tapping that button reveals two options, including a plus and minus icon for adjusting that time period. That part also shows the until you turn this off option too, if you do want that to be used. When viewing this, Google also now shows a shortcut regarding privacy, so you can see just what information is being shared at any point in time. It's worth noting this change appears to be widely rolled out already on Google Maps for Android with the latest app versions. It is a server-side change, so as long as your app is up to date on Google Play, you should be good to go, and the update will be available to you at some point soon. Google last month followed up its rebrand of Hangouts Meet by making it free for everyone. Of course, as much of the world is video conferencing due to COVID-19, Google Meet is being positioned as a new app for communicating, with an ad emphasizing that free and consumer nature today. The 1 minute Meet ad opens with the company's blue, red, yellow and green dots forming the Google G logo and text in a handwritten font, we might add, displayed against a white background. Each line is accompanied by examples that greatly vary, reflecting the rise in social, instructional and fitness video calls. Google also emphasizes remote learning and telehealth usage, as well as third-party filter extensions. If you didn't already know, the company is dropping Google Meet's previous enterprise-only G Suite affiliation, with premium features free until September 30th. This ad clearly promotes that. Most of the examples shown of people using the application are on desktop, with a new tiled view that can accommodate up to 16 callers shown off, but the mobile apps also get a mention. Google is of course directing users to meet.google.com and Gmail, where Meet is now integrated in the sidebar. At the moment, you'd have to say that the Play Store's lookup capabilities are pretty basic, but Google Play is now testing filters in search that can refine results by only surfacing the top apps. Today, generic search terms are often accompanied by a row of suggestion chips to refine by app features themselves. For example, a query for weather shows filters to only look for applications that mention the availability of a widget or radar. Google Play is now getting more generic filter sets where results can be refined by app rating, either 4 stars plus or 4.5 plus, the editor's choice badge from Google, and the new option. All three filters can be applied at the same time, but only show the top apps in the results below. Selecting highlights the chip in green, with an X button in the right allowing you to start your search all over again. This is much more useful though than the current approach, as it allows users to browse by what's objectively highly rated. Meanwhile, the new category search option is helpful for surfacing up and coming developers. Google Play search filters are not widely available yet, but are rolling out via a server-side update. Somewhat bafflingly, the $1,500 foldable Moto Razr launched in February with Android Pie pre-installed. The promised Android 10 update, though, is now rolling out to this super expensive smartphone, and it adds a great deal of new features to make the outer quick view display all that more capable. This Android 10 upgrade for Razr starts with the ability to swipe left from the quick view to see a grid of your favorite contacts or dial them, while you can also access a dialer to enter a number manually. Meanwhile, a swipe in the opposite direction opens the selfie camera. This rather significant update today sees Motorola totally revamp the notifications experience on top of that. You basically now have access to a limited but full color notification panel for selected applications, all from this smaller outer display. For example, you can now respond to text messages with Smart Reply or the full Gboard experience if you wish. When using this mode, you also have a one-line text field up top and keyboard below. Other notifications that appear include Gmail, Google Maps turn-by-turn directions, video calling and music apps like Spotify, Pandora, and of course YouTube Music. The Android 10 update also brings the new gesture navigation system, system-wide dark mode, and other theming options for the main home screen. On top of that, there are also new creative camera modes like Spot Color, Portrait, and Group Selfie. For those of you who may have shelled out the best part of $1,500 for the Moto Razr, the Android 10 update is rolling out right now. And finally, not quite so hot on the heels of the trailblazing Poco F1, the Xiaomi offshoot has now officially unveiled the follow-up Poco F2 Pro with some impressive specifications at a pretty knockdown price. Starting with the specifications, the Poco F2 Pro picks up right where the original F1 left off. That means a top-tier Qualcomm Snapdragon 865 chipset at the very heart of this device, and includes 5G connectivity thanks to the X55 modem. That is joined by 6 or 8GB of RAM and 128 or 256GB of internal storage. Other notable additions include a Widevine L1 certification, in-display fingerprint scanner, headphone port, and even an IR blaster. The base model of the Poco F2 Pro starts at just €499 or around about $550, while the top tier model will cost just €599 or around $650, making this arguably one of the cheapest Android smartphones to come with the Snapdragon 865 chipset. It will also be available in 4 distinct colours: neon blue, phantom blue, electric purple, and cyber grey. So that was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com, and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed or in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.